Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Email drivetime@rte.ie.
Well, put the phone down and listen to this, because if you were listening on Friday, you'll have heard us chatting to Jen Hogan, who's a columnist with the Irish Times, just before she embarked on a 24-hour-long cyber break with her family. All phones and games and tablets and screens were locked away for a full 24 hours. And she's on the line now to tell us how she got on. How did it go, Jen?
Hiya, Cormac. Yeah, it was, you know, it was great in some aspects. It was very challenging in others. I survived it and I did the full 24 hours, which I feel I should get a medal for. I did. The full 4 hours. And you know, people thought I wouldn't, and there were absolute deliberate attempts to drive my notifications mad.
What did you find difficult?
When I first started, like literally after I got off the phone to you on Friday, I was pacing. I was literally pacing. Because I had to put the phone away. I was like, now what am I supposed to do? Because I just realised then how much I pick up the phone to check it. Just for no reason, you just pick it up and default to it. So I found that hard. The younger guys, they were great, in fairness to them. I resorted to, you know, that favourite tool of all good parents. I bribed them to do it. So that worked for a treat. So they were promised a treat the next day if they did it. But they were really good about it. They were fantastic for policing it. They policed it really well. Like they were around checking to make sure everybody could do it. The teens, one day soon, they'll hope for it. Is right. They weren't as keen, and I suppose there was no democratic decision taken or anything in our house. They were just told, that's it, I need your devices, that's it, we're not going online. And they found it hard, and I suppose I was listening to more complaining probably than usual because of it. But my husband, who I guessed would have the most difficulty, did have the most difficulty. Really? And he was ratted out by the 11-year-old.
He slipped up,
like,
did he?
It was like Lord of the Flies. He did. He tripped up and he swore. I had texted him as soon as I got out and said, off the phone now. We're doing this from 5 o'clock. Oh, no, not a bother. And home he came, and I had to go out to a work thing later that evening. And I came back home with my younger two. And I said, you haven't been on it? No, we haven't. And the 11-year-old said, yes, you have. You were looking up football shirts and fruit. And I had to confiscate his phone then as well, alongside the teenagers. That was the only way I could make it work. So I had to take theirs away. But the younger kids were great, like, for, as I said, for policing it. But it was a bit like everybody turning on each other, a kind of a Lord of the Flies sort of thing. But it was grand. It was all grand, and we survived.
You know, we have a text here from someone who's making a point that we were discussing on Friday, Jen. This person saying, when you live alone, a phone is your only source of contact. Yeah. Otherwise, you are totally isolated. That aspect of it, you know, because obviously there's the social media and the internet and the all of that. But just being able to phone somebody, like, how was that? Or do you have a landline? Maybe, does anyone even know your landline number?
That's what I was going to say. I have a landline, and so the parents were warned that there was a landline there. But as your caller pointed out there, the isolation part, but where it did come into, and obviously they're not isolated in my house. There's millions of us. But the teens weren't able. One of the teens missed out on a meetup with his friends, so that didn't go down particularly well. But you just realise how everything kind of revolves around that, and the conversations had, and the feeling part of a group. I think it was really good. It was very eye opening for me to realise how much time I lose just browsing and doom scrolling, and perhaps being present but not actually being in the moment, you know, being there but not actually being there. Like if you're watching something with the kids and you're still scrolling instead of watching, they want to see if you find something funny as well. Absolutely. So it was that side of it, but I did see how much more difficult and more challenging it was for the teens. There was benefits in that they took their little brothers off to the cinema, and that was lovely that they decided, look, we haven't got the phone, we don't have the thing, let's go off and do something together. And I had to work later, so they went off with their little brother, and that was lovely. They did a family thing together, and we were sitting around, and there was no distraction when you were chatting. And
come here to me. Would you do it again? And would you advise to others to do it?
I would, you know, we don't, I don't allow the younger kids on screens during the week. And that was probably why it was easier for to break it on the Friday.
Were delighted,
it was a little
bit
cruel. It was a little bit cruel, I suppose, on the Friday because they have limited enough time on it. But that was hard. I would advise everybody, yeah, to do it. It's worth doing it even the once just to see how much of your time you give over to your devices. Because I think until you try it out, you don't actually realize how absent you are sometimes, even though you're there. How
so is there anything you can keep from it then? Do you think, like, do you think it would lead you to or your family to a reduction in screen time, or is it just sort of an insight into what's going on and then you just fall back into it as I think most of us would?
I think I'd be a liar if I said I didn't go straight back on and wasn't
well, what was, sorry Jen, before we let you go, I wanted to ask you that, what was it like when you got it back? Was it good or bad?
When I first got it back, It was trying to get through all the notifications. Yeah. There was a photograph put up of me. I'd been spotted in the wild without my phone. So after seeing something like that up on the internet, and there was all the notifications going through. But it was nice to be back. I, like, it was 24 hours, Sarah, when I think about it. Just
Jeez.
I was back for a week.
Well, do you know what, Jen? I think you're fantastic. You're fantastic to sign your family up. To do a full week of starting from 7 o'clock tonight. You're really, really
well
great.
Well done, Jen. Yeah,
disowned. I'd be disowned. I'm telling you, lads, disowned.
Look, I'd love for people to text us to 51551 if they want to do it or if they've done it and to tell us how they got on. But Jen Hogan from the Irish Times, thank you very much.